I said earlier that to really make effective use of object-oriented techniques requires you to view the world in a new way. There are some curious parallels between the artificial languages we use in writing computer programs and the natural languages people use in their everyday life. Let us explore one of these parallels. In linguistics, there is a hypothesis that the language in which an idea or thought is expressed colors the nature of the thought. This notion was developed in the early part of this century by two American linguists, Edward Sapir and Benjamin Lee Whorf. The example that is often cited is the supposed fact that Eskimo or Inuit languages have many different words for snow. Thus, when an Eskimo looks out on a vast plain of white, they must make a much more detailed differentiation than I, since to even say the simplest things, they need to determine whether the snow is wet or powdery or the right kind for making igloos or whatever. I, on the other hand, can simply dismiss it as snow. A similar argument can be made concerning the plethora of words found in Arabic languages to describe camels. Now, there is an obvious conclusion one can make, and a much more controversial one. The obvious conclusion is that languages, both natural and computer, can lead you in one direction or another, but don't preclude you from thinking any thought. Certainly an Eskimo I is no different from mine, and if I studied it long enough and felt it important enough, I could make the same distinction as the Eskimo, even if I were speaking only English. Speer and Whorf went further and claimed that there were thoughts that one could have in one language that could never occur, could not even be explained to somebody thinking in a different language. This stronger form is what is known as the Speer-Whorf hypothesis and remains controversial. It is interesting to examine both of these forms in the area of artificial computer languages.